Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Magic Carpet Ride. Who sings this, Crowder?
Ooh, this is John Lewis.
John Lewis, the old congressman. You are correct. Once again, you have shown that you know everything about music. It startles me. Yesterday, of course, you had Huey Lewis in the news doing Satisfaction. The knowledge that you have when it comes to music is really remarkable.
It's just inside of me.
Yeah. Yeah. So last night, I did not end up watching the FIU football game, and I did not end up watching the WNBA finals. I did not watch the Miami Heat preseason game. I did not watch Mets and Dodgers.
Oh.
I did watch two episodes of Take My Tumor on TLC, and I gotta tell you, if you guys aren't watching Take My Tumor on TLC, you are missing out.
So you're telling me Take My Tumor is better than what the Dodgers are doing right now?
Oh, yeah, without question. Without question.
Get the hell out of here. Take My Tumor.
I am telling you, this is compelling television. You can't believe how big these people allow these tumors to get before they finally decide to do something about it. And now it's too late. Now it's, you know, sometimes it's wrapped in nerves, and it's a very delicate procedure. It's not just like chopping off a bunch of stuff. So, yeah, I can't imagine anything happened in sports last night that was as compelling or really as much of a barn burner as Take My Tumor was.
Barn burner.
Down to the end.
What the Dodgers did this year with their roster, what Shohei is doing.
Didn't they shut out the Mets? Wasn't that thing over right at the beginning?
Some ugly man with a beard that doesn't know his mole is.
You didn't know the outcome of this one. I knew the outcome of that Dodgers game by the second, third inning.
I like excellence. Take My Tumor's not excellent.
Yes, these doctors are excellence personified. These are the Shohei Ohtanis. Of doctoring.
Hawk, Jimmy Butler scored 24 points yesterday. He played on the second night of a back-to-back in preseason. That marks four straight preseason games from number 22. Shot 8 of 11 from the field last night. What are you talking about, man?
Did Tommy Tighe just hack into our broadcast? What the hell happened here?
Tommy Titan, T-Titans a line up this season. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero.
No more nonsense.
19 points.
Please don't
scored
tell me
last
about
night.
Tyler don't Hero. Tell me nothing about Tyler Hero.
19 points. Haywood Highsmith, H. I mean, the guy, 16 points in preseason. Knocked down two tray balls. What else could you have asked for?
I'll tell you. This Heat We have two good twos. We have a three and a four. We have no ones.
Dr. Chuck texts in, Hawk starts off the show by blaming cancer patients for letting their tumors grow. Well, the joke's on you, doctor. They were all benign.
So we're going to glorify them for ignoring that they have a big welt on their face.
It's just fascinating. Listen, I can't glorify when a quarterback throws an interception, but it happens.
He goes straight to the sideline and looks at the iPad and says, I didn't see that safety over there.
Well, these people were looking in the mirror going, what is going on with my face? Nope. But I don't have time right now to correct it.
That mole's been there for 17 months. You woke up every day and didn't want to get that mole fixed.
Let me tell you something. This was no mole. I don't think you understand just how big these tumors are.
I know. When it was an inch and it was 2 inches. Now it's 17 inches. 2 inches didn't get you?
17 inches. This guy would have been thrilled if his tumor was only 17 inches. Off his face, by the way.
I saw the picture. That's his fault.
No, how dare you?
Victim blaming. It's not his fault?
The DNA's fault.
No, it's him. It's him, Hawk.
He didn't wish a tumor on himself.
You don't like to blame people for what happens. It's them.
It's not. I mean, it's not his fault that he grew a tumor.
It is his fault. It grew to 29 inches.
Yeah, listen, some of us have to work for a living. Not all of us have an NFL pension.
It's always a Saturday.
Hawk, what do I have to do to grow that many inches?
Your mom and dad got to get black. You need different.
Now, I will watch the Panthers tonight. I see Sacha Barkov was like, he's not going to play, but he's getting closer. The push notification said he was out on the ice. So I'll watch the Panthers tonight. Watch a little Thursday night football tonight. Last night was really reserved for Take My Tumor. A great name for a show, by the way. Take My Tumor.
You know what they need? They need somebody to just pop them in the face.
Oh, they went to felt it. You don't understand how large these tumors were.
Hit him. Where's your friends when you have a 30-inch tumor on your face? Nobody said to you.
They're your friends, and they're not judgmental.
Hey, Brad. Man, go get that checked out, bro.
If I grew a 7-pound tumor on my face, you wouldn't be friends with me?
Hawk, at a half a pound, I would look at you and say, Hawk, go get that checked out, bro. And then three-quarters a pound, I'd say, Hawk, it's growing. At 1 pound, I'd be like, Hawk, man, you need to go see some. You need
right,
to
see and I go, Crowder, it's, you know, no. Parents visiting weekend at school. I got to go visit my son. And then the high holidays are here. I mean, I have a lot going on.
Well, your tumor is celebrating the high holidays. You need to go talk to somebody, Hawk. They don't have no friends.
I don't think you're the true friend. I think they have real friends.
No, I'm your real friend. Anybody that can watch somebody grow something 8 pounds on their chin and not say a word, that's not a real friend. I'm your friend. Hey, Hawk, get that looked at, bro.
Today is National Pasta Day. We'll have Gino Toretta on. Today... we will give you another chance to win a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. Remember, we're doing that every day this week. Twin Peaks, where the drinks are as bold as the atmosphere.
Mm.
Where the drinks are as bold as a big tumor on your face. They were workshopping a couple different slogans. They didn't go with that one.
Nope, that didn't make it. That would never made it.
Anyway, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana. We've covered a lot. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
No, it's benign, big homie. Benign? Boy, get that off your face.
They said, listen, it's benign. He said, yeah, it's been... benign pounds about the last 3 years. I think it might be but 10.
No, bitch, that's 11, bitch. Get out of your face.
Sometimes, though, those people, they almost embrace that about themselves, right? Like they develop a spiritual connection with whatever appendage is growing off their body.
It's almost like having a twin. A lot of people, I think a lot of people describe it. It's almost like having a twin. They have like they can communicate in a way that other people can't.
I've heard that before.
They're talking to their cyst.
In a way, yes.
Me and this bunion I have should become friends? No, I have bunion cushions and I'm trying to get rid of him. Should I name him? Was he Fred?
But it takes a while to grow that, you know? Like, it takes a while.
We love you regardless. No matter how big your bunion is, we love you regardless. Because we're friends.
Too,
we're actual true friends.
So I should get a relationship with my bunion?
If you so desire.
I don't want to desire.
I wouldn't judge you.
I'm not worried about you judging me. I'm worried about what I should do with this big-ass lump on my left toe.
No one would like you enough to grow that big on your face.
I hate you.
Yeah, it takes a while to grow something. You know, years and years and years. Something's growing on your body. To have to part with that has to be devastating, I would imagine.
Oh, sure. Sure, yeah.
I mean, I should appreciate this bunion because it took
almost
time.
Like an amputation, you know, where people mourn the loss of a limb, but it has to be done.
Man, y'all are crazy. This bunion hurts.
The human body is fascinating. It really is.
It really is fascinating. A lot of people don't understand the enormity of a tumor.
Yeah. Y'all's human minds are fascinating to me.
But don't let this distract you from the fact that FIU lost at UTEP. That UTEP team couldn't beat a middle school team. Oh, you bet FIU, didn't you?
You see my Dodgers bet on the bottom? Dodgers won. FIU lost minus 6.5.
I mean, that was embarrassing.
I'd like to go on record here and say that FIU is probably not going to make a bowl game this year, gentlemen.
Is that on Hard Rock Bets? Let me get those odds. Yeah, FIU.
They're 2-5.
FIU is a tumor on your face.
That's what it is. A big paw.
Because actually, you know what happened? So here's the truth. So I was going to watch. It was like 9 o'clock. FIU game was starting. So I said to myself, all right, do I want to bet this? Rob Pizzola never sent me a winner last night. Just never texted me. I didn't want to bother him. So I didn't have anything to bet. So I looked at some of the bets on the FIU game. And it was like team total for UTEP was like 17.5. So I'm like, FIU's not great. It's at UTEP. I think I'm going to bet UTEP team total over. But then I went and looked at UTEP's last few games. And this team stinks. They can barely get 10 points on the board.
Yes.
So I was like, do I really want to bet that? And so now I put the game on. It was on CBS Sports Network. Well, I don't know if anybody watched it last night. This was like a high school cable access broadcast. It wasn't only not in high def. This wasn't even standard def. This was just def.
This was Brad's mom on an iPhone.
It was someone with a camcorder, and the stadium obviously is empty. It's a Wednesday night at UTEP. They're terrible. Like, and so I watched it for about 45 seconds, and I said to myself, do you really want to watch this tonight? And
Lindsay,
the answer was no.
Straighten the camera, Lindsay.
Yeah, that's what it was like. And so then I was like, well, let me flick around, see what else is on. Take my tumor.
You know what? I would rather watch Take My Tumor than this FIU team.
I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I'm like, I can't watch this. Like, I'm not going to watch this particular broadcast and hope UTEP gets the 18 points, which they did.
Dale.
Listen, man, we got Pitbull on our stadium, so I don't care.
Listen, you should put him on the team.
Tell Pitbull to get a grab a camera.
Tell Pitbull to maybe shut out a little more money. Awesome. The stadium says your name. How about getting us some good players, Pit?
Thanks, Pit. Pit.
Dolly.
What you should have watched was the Miami Heat last night, brother. 120-111. They beat the Hawks again. Third straight preseason win. That was their penultimate game. They'll play again tomorrow in Memphis. Not kidding. I know you guys want to do this, but not kidding. Second night of a back-to-back, and all the starters played again. That shocks you, doesn't it? Because I was perplexed yesterday to see the entire starting unit play 20-plus minutes on the second night of a back-to-back in preseason.
Hate you.
I mean, it's preseason. I'm just not just not there yet. I'll be there next Wednesday. Like, I'll be in the right frame of mind.
I'm not asking for a take here. I'm not asking you to talk about the team. I'm saying take out the context. An NBA team on the second night of a back-to-back in the preseason played their starters in both games. That would shock you, would it not?
Well, you are asking me to talk
about it. An NBA team that's
best
player.
You're not asking me to talk about it, but you are asking me to talk about it.
He does. And I'll let him know, Hawk. Let me have a second because I'll let him know. Yeah, the best player plays 60 games a year. Why the hell is Jimmy on the court? Tyler Hero's made out of popsicle sticks. Why is he playing in the preseason? Bam is a great player. I love Bam to death. Come on, man. What are you talking about? We need to bring something from this. No, we need to bring in some more players.
All right, I regret asking that question. The Florida Panthers play the Canucks tonight at 7 p.m. How about the Liberty? They take a 2-1 series lead over the Lynx in the WNBA Finals. Sabrina Ionescu, I've been wearing her shoes for 2 years.
You've been wearing the shoes, man. She had a game.
Yeah, she hit a dagger. She called game yesterday. So they're up 2-1. Dodgers beat the Mets 8-0 last night. 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is tonight. And then Yankees-Guardians Game 3 is tonight in Cleveland. That'll happen during our show, by the way. First pitch is like 5:08 p.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Florida Panthers host the Canucks tonight, 7 p.m. Thursday night football tonight as well. We got action, gentlemen.
We got action.
Your weather is sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Hawk, it was a little chilly last night. Getting home at midnight.
It was. And this morning, too.
Yeah.
A little chilly. Very nice.
Yeah. It's like 80 degrees again, but it's supposed to be a little chilly again tonight.
For a couple hours. What more do you need?
Beautiful. All right.
Go fishing.
You walk outside. You let the air hit your tumor.
Let the air hit your tumor?
If you're listening with a big tumor right now.
What's the percentage of that?
Well, listen, you want to discount an entire audience? You go ahead. I'm not going to.
We have to look into our demographics. Tumor community.
It's a fascinating show. I'm not lying. It's a fascinating show.
I don't like you. Like, you don't like people getting, like, you don't like people getting killed and humans right. being nasty humans. I don't like to see no ailments.
But they get removed.
But I just don't like to see people let them bodies get to that point.
Mm. Well, it's not their fault.
It is their fault.
Well, it's not.
They could have went to the doctor a year before when there was a
well,
foot.
Well, still now not their fault.
Quarter pound. No, I'm going to wait till they get 7
It's
pounds.
Just not their fault.
It's their fault. It's 100% their fault.
I have a growth, actually. Not kidding. On my eye. Here, I'll show you guys. I don't know if you can see it. You see it there?
That little red thing?
Yeah, I have this little red thing, and it came out of nowhere. It's been growing. But I don't want to cut it off.
Right. I wouldn't if I were you. You'll never get on the show if you cut it off now.
Freeze it off.
No, I don't want, like, my fiance, she works in aesthetics.
Is it a sty?
Do it.
Is it a sty?
No, it's not. I don't, it's like a growth. I don't know what it is, you know? Let me see.
Your body is weak. Your body should fight that.
Like, it's growing. It's substantially bigger. It's substantially bigger than it was 2 months ago. It's growing. I don't know what it is. But
an ant bit you in the face.
I have this weird attachment to it. Like, I don't want to see it go. I don't want to freeze it off.
Right. Either. Totally understand. And another thing, it's not your fault.
It is your fault. He just said he's watched it for months.
It's not his fault.
It's his fault.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment. Do we have anything else, Solana, or have we covered everything?
Well, I think we're good. I don't know.
All right.
Jim, you want to touch it?
I'll pass.
All right. If you change your mind, Jimmy, just let him know. Just reach over.
Don't touch his face.
All right, Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he's going to join us in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You have part of your ass on your foot.
Not a deformity, it's a skin graft.
Huh. It's a deformity. I hate to break it to you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. Instead, Jack Charcoal mellows every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar to make charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniels Distillery, Liberty Center, see Jack Daniels, Old Number 7, Trader Registered, Trademark 2020, Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
This is about four of those words were actual words. Don't applaud that, Gino.
Thank you, Gino. Thank you.
Four of those were actual words. Gino Toretta's going to join us here.
What happened with recording the disclaimer and speeding it up on tape? That's what we used to do.
That's for amateurs. When you're good, you do it all live. We'll get to Gino Toretta here in a second. There's a couple things that I wanted to mention before Gino comes on. First of all, because we're going to talk some Canes. If you want to watch the Canes with 560 WQAM and Alejandro Solana, you can this Saturday noon at the Quarterdeck on University Drive in Davie. Enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome to the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. So Solana will be out there at noon on Saturday. Quarterdeck in Davie. Make sure you're there if you want to watch the game with some Canes fans. Gino Toretta's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk Canes, I always remind you, if you're looking for the best Canes gear, check out Caneswear on University Drive in Davie or check out caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he joins us on Thursdays, talk a little football. Gino's on the call this weekend for LSU Arkansas on Touchdown Radio. Next week, he's got Canes FSU. Not that this is a look-ahead week. Can't be for anybody.
Trap game.
Can't be for anybody. This is not a look-ahead week. Gino, of course, the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal pellets, fuel. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for big green egg grills, accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. And Evening's Delight, by the way, will be at the Miami Home Show this weekend at the Miami-Dade County Fair and Expo Center. That is Friday through Sunday. Do you know, Gino, what today is in Canes history and Gino Toretta history?
Canes history, October 17th. You know, that might have been a Miami, Florida State game, I'm going to guess.
It may have been, but that's not what I was. John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum had texted me this morning something.
So, no, I don't know. I have CTE. I claim to know no history.
On this day in 1992.
Okay.
Number one, Miami beat TCU 45-10 at the Orange Bowl.
Okay.
But Gino Toretta had a record-setting day, becoming Miami's all-time leader in passing attempts, passing yards, and total offense. You remember your stats from that particular game?
No, because they've all been surpassed.
350 yards and three touchdowns that day, including a 68-yarder to Lamar Thomas, and a 46-yarder to Horace Copeland
You know what? You know what the scary part is? I don't remember the final stats, but Channing will know what I'm talking about. They ran four across quarter coverage, and I'm like, boy, they're gonna get beat to hell with post routes. And I was just like, throwing bang eight routes over and over again.
That's what you remember from that game.
I remember the game plan going in. I was like, these guys can't sit in this coverage the entire game. They literally sat in quarter coverage. And I'm like, all we did was run one guy right up at the slot at the safety and squatted him in front. Safety sat. Lamar and Horace, they were running. K-Dub were running by him on post routes. I threw one ball. I swear to God, I threw one ball. I was getting smoked. And I'm going to tell you what, it was like Reggie Roby could have timed it. It was like a punt. Lamar stopped and like fair caught the ball. Like he was a punt returner.
Up in the air.
On that one I was, but it was just, I remember what they ran defensively. Yeah. That's the scary part.
They never changed up their scheme.
No. That was what they ran. They ran quarter coverage and I'm like, man, they gotta adjust. I mean, but sometimes coaches get hard headed. They just keep running what they're gonna run.
Oh, it's crazy to hear Gino talk about this because I've been like that on defense. I'm like, they're not gonna sit and run this power all game. We know it's coming. And them bastards sitting around the power all game, and I'm like, "What are y'all doing? I'm headed to the C gap before the ball snaps, and y'all continue to do it." Huh. This conversation is a point of good coaching and bad coaching, and there are some coaches that, like Gino said, I'm going to do this and it works. It doesn't work. Paul Pasqualoni's dumbass. We knew Gino when Paul Pasqualoni was our DC. After the first game. He said, my defense works. Y'all are doing it wrong.
Wow.
And we all looked around at each other, Gino, and we said, yeah, we about to be terrible this year, bro.
It's going to be a long season. That was the knock on Vic Fangio last year. Remember? He would get stubborn on defense. I mean,
he's obviously never heard that saying. You know, the coach, they're paid on the other side of the ball, too.
You know what's going on. There's film over there, too, you know.
Today is also National Pasta Day, and there is no better guest than proud Italian Gino Toretta. What is the best pasta? I'm imagining it's gotta be.
Well, I would say the best pasta I can make. I make a ricotta and gnocchi with brown butter and sage as a sauce. The best pasta, I would say, our recent trip to Italy this summer was it's called tortellini and brodo. So it's like a chicken broth with like meat tortellinis. Oh my God. It was like the salt of the meat in the chicken broth. It was outstanding. Absolutely phenomenal. Like
where
my mouth is watering.
Where does spaghetti and meatballs
right
fall though on the best pasta? It's got to be number two then.
I seriously, I don't think I've eaten spaghetti and meatballs. I can't tell you. Like when I was 10.
How's that possible?
I mean, I like meatballs. I don't have spaghetti and meatballs. If I'm gonna eat meat sauce, I want amatriciana, which is a little guanciale for a little salt, pork, tomato sauce, spice. Yeah, I'm not doing tomato and meatballs.
You know what he's talking about there, Solana? You seem to be nodding in agreement.
Yeah, guanciale is fire, and it really, you know,
Solana, can you find me some guanciale down here in South Florida? I mean, it's you can't find this stuff down here.
You can, but you have to pay insane prices. And really, Gino, it's amatriciana. If we're gonna be 100% honest, I don't want to correct you. I know you're the Italian.
It's amatriciana. That's what I said.
Amatriciana.
Is that what I said?
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure.
There we go.
What is it called?
Amatriciana.
Guanciale. No, it's pork cheek.
Guanciale. It's a pork cheek. And it's like
it's similar to like a gabagool?
It's similar more to like pancetta.
Gabagool.
You love the gabagool.
That's what I live for.
I gotta tell you, my wife, who's also Italian from Youngstown, when I told her the gravy comment from you, she was like physically ill. She was like, who, they call it Sunday sauce for a reason. They don't call it gravy. No, nobody calls it gravy. Gravy is brown and goes on mashed potatoes, and you eat it around Thanksgiving.
No, you got to have your Sunday gravy.
No.
Have a little gabagool in the night.
No. How do you argue? people that know.
Because I happen to know. This is my wheelhouse. Listen, I default to him on whatever kind of post eight.
That is not your. This is not your wheelhouse.
About. I don't know.
I tell you what. If my wife gives you the recipe, will you make Sunday sauce? Will you make Sunday sauce if my wife gives you the recipe to follow?
Absolutely. We love noodles and gravy in this house.
Gino, he said all you know is a bang eight. That's what he just said.
I'm going to keep running four across. I don't know. At some point in time, I'm going to make a play, I think.
Should this, the Canes Louisville game.
He keeps biting on that hitch route. We're going to go hitch and go. But hell, I'm going to catch it one of these times. I'm going to get that hitch.
I was joking when we brought you on where you got Canes FSU the following week. And yes. This can't be a look ahead week for you. You've got to call the game that you're calling. But would that be the best? I mean, Louisville's good. So I think Canes fans may be a little bit nervous about this game coming up on Saturday. I'm not even certain that this was a great time to have a bye week. Even though the last couple games, it took some, fortuitous calls and it came down to the end. I don't know. Would you have wanted that break right now if you were playing?
No, because I think it's early enough where we would have had really, really hard practices the first week because of how we played. Now, listen, they won twice and pulled those games out. But I think it's close enough to the start of the season where the coaches would have been, hey, we're going to practice hard. And you guys got a lot of things to correct. I think defensively, we've obviously given up some big plays. Offensively, they've pulled it out of the hat. But listen, Louisville beat us last year. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And we're going on the road. It's going to be a tough game. I mean, they got a true freshman back. Their quarterback, I think he's somewhere between my age and Channing's age. He was playing at Oregon in 2019, so he's in his seventh year of college football. So
I thought you were about to say he's in his 70s.
No, it's just, I mean, how about this? He played, Mario was coaching him in 2019. He played at Oregon, 19 and 20, 3 years at Texas Tech. And then now he's at Louisville. So he's got some experience. They have talent. They've won. Listen, I played with Jeff Brohm. He was a backup quarterback with me at the 49ers. He will have schemes set up offensively. And it's gonna be a tough challenge. And like you said, I don't think we won't look ahead to Florida State. It's gonna be a tough trip.
And Gino, with the Canes, the VTech, UCLA, back to back, these were hard challenges. You know what I'm saying? These were hard challenges. They overcame, like, the fast starts, and that's what's going on. They're not starting fast. Would you want to see them starting fast? Is there a way to say, hey, now, hey, Mario, y'all, Dawson, let's start fast because I don't like to play the fourth quarter, 2 minute left game. I like to have the game over about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. We know we're going to win, and now let's just run the clock out. Is there a way to kind of manipulate that?
I would probably say this. I don't know if any coaches, they all say, yeah, we want to start fast. To me, it's you want to start focused on what you're doing and start focused on the game plan. I thought that the Cal game, they were pretty dominant running the ball early, and we kind of got away from it. And I don't know if that's because of, we had a scripted play calls that, hey, we wanted to run certain things. But I was just like, man, if it's not broke, don't fix it. If they can't stop us running the ball, keep running the ball. So I think to me, it's, we got to be focused. I think, Cam, obviously, he can make the throws. He can perform. He's made great plays. I would want to limit those plays when the defense, hey, they're playing good defense and we're covered. Throw the ball away. Just go to second and 10, third and 10. You know what I mean? I'd rather have that than him take an unnecessary hit or he tries to throw one late across his body, ball gets picked, things like that. So, there are things they can correct. I would say they go into the game more focused. And normally when you're on the road, that's how you win a game, is you're all business. You put on a suit and tie, and you go up and it's a total business trip. So I think that'll probably help them being on the road to be more focused early.
Did you care when you were playing if it was a noon game, a 3:30 or a 7 o'clock?
Oh yeah. I mean, I cared. I preferred noon because I could be in Coconut Grove later on that evening. But, you know, I would say, you know, before TV controlled game times like they do now, my freshman year, Jimmy Johnson was like, we want to play every game at noon because we knew in the Orange Bowl, teams were wilting. They'd be sitting on their helmets at the end of the first quarter because they had never experienced. They don't have the experience of this heat and humidity. So I would say at noon. I think noon kick is going to be helpful. They practice early in the morning. We saw what a 10:30 Eastern kick body clock time did for them at Cal. It took them a while to wake up, even though they woke up and their bodies were at 2 a.m. themselves. But we liked noon kicks, and it was. Channing knows. I mean, you play in those games, it's like somebody goes, how hot was it? Well, I wore 5 undershirts in the course of a game. You know what I mean? It was like 2 for warm-ups, 1 for the first quarter, try to switch. I mean, it was you wore that much underneath just to try to stay dry and stay cool.
Yeah, Gino, I've trained my whole career for a 2 a.m. game. I was out to 4 a.m. every single night. I'm waiting for this 2 a.m. game, but nothing happened.
You should have been playing on the West Coast. Then you would have set your body clock up just absolutely.
Actually, 2 a.m. was Crowder's real game time. That's when the game started.
You know what? If you were stuck on the West Coast, I don't know what you would have done. Man, bars close out there at like 2 a.m. It's not like here where they're just getting fired up.
You know, I was winning though. I don't know the record, but I was winning.
you were keeping Alachua County and all the hot spots in business up there in Gainesville to Miami.
They gave out a Heisman for that.
Has my name on them. These are the Crowder light bulbs, huh?
Is Cam Ward your leader in the clubhouse for Heisman Trophy?
I think he's up there. There's obvious. You know, listen, you can't win the Heisman in September. I think you can put yourself in the discussion. I think Hunter at Colorado, 2 sports star, is amazing. Kid's unbelievable. We just did Penn State, USC. The tight end had 17 catches for 250 yards, a touchdown. He threw a ball. He ran a ball. Ty Warren's legit. The running back at Boise State's legit. Gabriel, the quarterback at Oregon, he should be there. It's going to be a great season for the Heisman because you look at even this weekend, you got Georgia against Texas, you got Bama going to Tennessee. There's going to be a lot of SEC games. You know, when we started the season change, like, man, we're going to get 8 of the top 12. You know what the SEC looks like? It looks like what the Pac-12 used to be, where everybody's like, wow, they're legit this year, and they all keep beating each other. And it's going to be like, all right, who's left at the end with a good enough record to get in the top 12?
And, you know, talking about that, we talked about it, I don't know, a couple of days ago, last week maybe. With Travis Hunter, is Deion abusing him? Gino, he's playing 140 snaps a game. He could be an All-American corner. He could also be an All-American receiver. But they have to divvy that out. Right now he's hurt. He couldn't finish the game last week. Like, how do you think, if you have a talented guy like that, that can literally play on both sides of the ball, Charles Woodson, Deion Sanders, and all those guys, you know, they could, but no coach would let them. How do you feel about letting Travis Hunter play every snap of defense and offense for an entire game? Because I think he's going to get hurt every single season if he does that.
One, I'm amazed at his conditioning. I mean, I assume it's because of the elevation at Colorado, but like you said, he's playing 100 snaps every week. And I don't know how much you've gotten to see him, but he looks like he's 170 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I know this, that dude will not back away from any contact. Like he's one, you know, he's not Deion. Deion used to be around tackles and make sure he get guys to the ground, but he was laying no lumber, you know, physical contact. He was making sure he stayed healthy. Travis Hunter just sticks his nose in there. He will rip guys, try to rip their heads off, hitting them defensively, and then they're throwing them in the return game. You know, to me, Channing, if he wants to do it, hell, God bless him. I mean, to have that kind of talent, you know, he did take, obviously he took a vicious hit, you know, on a shallow cross, and a guy got him, I think, upper and upper arm, and so knocked him out. But they say he's going this week, and I don't know, he's fun to watch because he makes some plays, and you're just like, every time he makes a play, offense, defense, it's just like your eyes are like, oh, my God, this kid could be, like you said, he could be one of the best receivers. If you only play receiver, he could be one of the best DBs. If he only played DB, but he's playing both of them, and he's still that good on both of those positions.
Gino Toretta, next week, UMFSU week, we'll have some fun, safe travels this
weekend. We always have fun.
Gino is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, fuel. Two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. I always mention Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for Big Green Egg grills, accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. And you can check out Evening's Delight this weekend, the Miami Home Show, Friday through Sunday.
Thank Channing, you. Channing, post some of your smoked ribs. I want to see your skills.
Yeah,
I want to see
your smoking
talent,
ribs. You guys were talking off the air.
I'm going to send you a video right now, Gino. You about
I want to see some talent. I'm lazy. I don't pull the undersized sheath off my ribs. I'm a heathen. I just eat them.
Got a taste of that fat, just that fat can melt.
I'm with you.
Who are these four, Crowder? Is this just for the family, or is this for something you're going to?
This is life.
Huh? Just life.
This is life. This is for God.
How many racks you got going? Four?
I got three. I got
three. That's three. I mean, all right. That's one rack for him. Rack and a half for him, rack and a half for the rest of the family.
Yeah. It's crazy because the kids come home and they're like, hey, who's coming over? I'm like, nobody. The top was me. The bottom two are for you and mommy. Like, that's it. Like, this is what we do.
Your baby back ribs? Yeah, St. Louis.
Baby back, yeah. St. Louis had a little less meat. I like that little cap on top. I'll let you know what that means later, Hawk.
Hawk has no idea what he's talking about.
I don't like St. Louis ribs.
He's just pulling stuff out. He has no idea.
I love ribs. I don't cook them. I'll get them at Flanny's.
Hawk, let me ask you, Hawk, do you cook anything ever? Do you eat at home?
Well, when you say cook, what do you mean by cook?
like from scratch. Go get a steak. Yeah, from scratch.
No, I don't make anything from scratch. But like, when you say cook,
like I don't consider cooking macaroni and cheese out of a box. I'm saying like, do you make?
I don't even have
sauce?
The time to do that. I do the one right out of the cup where you just pour the water right in. You don't even have to worry about butter or anything.
Your diet might be worse than when you were in college.
But I cook mashed potatoes in those little cups. You open up the lid, you pour a little bit of water in.
You know, all you got to do is boil water with potatoes and then mash them. And that's homemade mashed potatoes.
I did not know.
You see? Take him back.
You can't even boil water, let alone fire up a grill.
Gino, I am not a cook.
DJ, who is at University of Tampa right now, how old is DJ? 20, 22?
20.
20? Hawk had a big-ass black kid coming over his house, and he's telling me this kid's
like
11. And I'm like, Hawk, you need to cook him some meat. Like, you know, black people, we enjoy a full meal. And he makes this kid a Kraft macaroni and cheese cup and sends me a video of it. And I'm like,
wait a second.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Like, hey, why is it gotta be a white? Why is it gotta be a white black thing if I come over and I'm hungry for lunch? I mean, do I not get fed because I'm a white boy?
He was sleeping over. It's Malachi. Malachi.
I'm sorry,
big
Malachi.
Dude. Big fella.
He don't do no damn mac and cheese cup either.
I made a box of Kraft mac and cheese for them for dinner. I thought that was a delightful dinner. They each got
that was
half,
for dinner? Oh, I thought it was like an afternoon snack before
dinner,
he went
Kraft
home
mac
for
and
dinner.
Cheese. And I even took them all to 7-Eleven for a Slurpee later on just to, you know, show them how the Hawkmans roll.
Mac and cheese and slushy. That's dinner, Gino.
I don't know. I've seen Malachi. It didn't stunt his growth.
Oh, God.
We got to go. See you, Gino.
See you, guys.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We farm our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands run around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Hawk and Crowder.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.